Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. To lend or not to family and friends? That's the question. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It was Shakespeare who so eloquently suggested neither a borrower nor a lender be. I think he was talking about preservation of one's money and one's friendships or relationships. Though I have some very specific caveats about loaning money to family and friends, if you choose to borrow from or lend money to friends or relatives, you really can do it successfully if you have the right attitude. The first step is to make a plan. The next step is to be professional about it. The final step is to put it in writing. Some financial specialists even suggest using the services of an impartial third party to facilitate such a loan. Yes, you'll have to pay for the services of a go-between, but it's definitely money well spent. Now, does the plan I've suggested sound just too much like you're loaning to a stranger rather than helping out your adult child, your sibling, or your family member? Well, guess what? That's the idea. Because otherwise, loans motivated by and made in good faith can get very complicated and very uncomfortable. According to Denver-based financial services specialist Nathan Hooks, billions of dollars in loans between friends and relatives are made every year. He says the terms are often vague, the options if the borrower encounters financial problems are not spelled out, and after the loan is made, you and the borrower may feel awkward about the lack of a real repayment plan. Hooks goes on to say that the reality of loaning to friends and family requires details such as when will the loan be repaid, what will the repayment schedule be, and how to avoid any potential problems with the Internal Revenue Service. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.